Good morning. We are continuing our topic. And just to recap what we have seen to date before we ask our question of the day. We have seen that there's a pasuk in Parshas Bahar that says, "V'chitim koromim karma misacha o kanomi aramisacha." When you're going to buy, when you're going to sell, do it with your amisacha. That's how the Medrash understands this pasuk. When you're buying and selling, it should be with the Jew. And in fact, we saw a couple of Gemaras that buttress that this is not a matter of discrimination. It's a matter of priority, that we want to give a priority to someone we are closer with than somebody we are further with. So in fact, this even applies to giving a preference to a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, at least in one certain area. If somebody has an Avela, non-kosher meat, the Gemara explains that rather than selling it to a non-Jew, you should give it to a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So there's a priority, a preference to a Ger Toshav, a non-Jew who has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, rather than even selling it to a non-Jew who has not accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. And we also went through two interesting tshuvas, one by the Ramah, one by the Tashbitz, talking about priorities. One talked about when you're selling an item, and one talked about when you are buying an item. And when it comes to selling an item, do you have to sell it to a Jew? What if you can get a better price from the non-Jew? And when it comes to buying an item, do you have to buy it from a Jew? What happens if you could buy it at a lower price from a non-Jew? And we saw that the Tashbitz and the Ramah said that indeed, based on the Medrash explaining this pasuk, v'chitim chora, when you're going to buy, when you're going to sell, do it b'amisacha, that you would have to give the priority, the preference to dealing with a Jew rather than a non-Jew. And we got then into the question of how about if there's a large differential or medium differential in the pricing between the two, is that still the case or no? And we brought three different opinions on this. The first opinion is really the pashtus, the simple understanding of the Ramah and the Tashbitz, that they say you have to give a priority to a Jew, and they don't distinguish in the pricing. So apparently, even if the distinction, the differential in the pricing is significant, you still have to deal with a Jew. That would be opinion number one. Opinion number two is held by the majority of poskim who discuss this issue, and they are of the view that if it's only a small difference, then you go with the Jew. But if it's a large difference, then you have to go with then you can go with the non-Jew. You don't have to go with the non-Jew, but you can go with the non-Jew. And opinion number three is that all else equal, pricing equal, you have to go with the Jew. But even if there's a small difference between them, you have a tiny better deal from the non-Jew, then you don't have to go with the Jew, you can go with the non-Jew. And our question today, that was a large introduction, our question for today is in that second opinion, and this is what many poskim were of the view, including the Chafetz Chaim in one of his Sfarim, not in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that the distinction that we have to adhere to is if there's a small difference in pricing, then we go Jewish. If there's a large pricing, large differential, then we don't have to go Jewish. What does that mean, small and large? That's our question for the day. In that middle opinion, what does it mean? Where is the line? What's small? What's large? So in fact, we are going to see now that we have three opinions on this as well. And the first opinion goes back to the whole source for learning this halacha, which we just quoted before. This is the pasuk. We said that the Medrash understands v'chitim koramim kar lamitacha konami aramitacha. When you're going to sell something, do it with your amisacha. When you're going to buy something, do it with your amisacha. In fact, if you continue reading in that pasuk, it says al tonu ish esachav. What this pasuk is really teaching us is not our drasha. We're learning a drasha from it, but it's really teaching us the halachas of ona'a, unfair business practices, but specific, not overcharging someone when selling him a good. And there's a halacha that it's if somebody overcharges more than a shtus is a sixth, so more than a sixth over the principal price. And we're talking about now if there is a standard good, a good that has a market price on it, you can't overcharge. If you charged more than a sixth more than you should have, more than the market price, the purchaser can unravel that deal and request his money back. He can void that contract, void that deal if you involved in ona'a. So because the cutoff for ona'a is a sixth, which is 16.67%, we are going to learn the same percentage when it comes to our halacha of buying and selling from a Jew. In other words, because this pasuk is teaching the halachas of ona, don't overcharge, that's the pashtus, that's the simple halacha that it's teaching us. We're learning a drasha from this pasuk as well. We're going to use that same standard. So that means that if you have a Jew who is selling up to a sixth more than the non-Jew, then you'd still have to buy from the Jew. However, if it's more than a sixth in excess of the price of the non-Jew, then you are free to go with the non-Jew and you don't have to deal with the Jew anymore. So the pasuk would be read as follows. The pasuk that obligates this, Mechayev Shetikne Miyad Amitecha, that obligates us to buy from Amitecha up until the shear, up until the amount of Altono Ish as Achiv. So you have to buy from a Jew, you have to sell to a Jew, you have to deal with a Jew up until that sixth. And when you exceed that sixth, if the price from the non-Jew is going to be better for you, with it, because it's going to be a better deal than a sixth. So if the Jew is going to be, if you're purchasing, the Jew's price is going to be more than a sixth, more than the non-Jew's, then you're free to buy from the non-Jew. That is opinion number one, standard number one. What does it mean? A big difference and a small difference. A small difference would be within that 16.67%. A large difference would be in excess of that. 70%, 18%, 19%. Opinion number two is brought by the Tshuva Sharga HaMeir, who says, it really depends. Something that is big and a small differential depends on the purchaser. It depends on the person doing business, because you can have somebody who is not well off, who is destitute, and the smallest amount, a shekel, a half a dollar, a quarter, could be a lot of money for them. And somebody who's very wealthy, even a large amount is not going to be significant for them. So it's going to be a subjective standard based on the person who is doing the deal. The Jew who has that question, do I have to go Jewish? Can I sell and buy with a non-Jew? Is this a lot of money for you or a little bit money for you? If it's just a little bit money, if you would spend it easily in other areas, for example, if something that you don't have to think twice about, then or you just have to think once but not twice about, then that would be a little amount. And if it would be something more significant than that, then there would be no obligation to deal with the Jew. So that is standard number two. It's a subjective standard depending on the person. And number three, the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak brings in the name of a Sefer Marbe Torah in the context of lending. In the context of lending, do you have to give a loan to a Jew interest-free prior to giving an interest-full or interest-bearing loan to a non-Jew? And he says, as long as the amount that you would receive in interest is a shave pruta, which is a minimum amount, very small amount, then you can go with a non-Jew. But if it's less than a shave pruta that you would earn in interest, then you have to go with the Jew. So it's a really de minimis amount, a small amount here. And the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak applies the same thing when it comes to our question of buying and selling. If it's a shave pruta, if it's less than a shave pruta, which is really, I don't know the exact amount, let's say $1, $2, I'm not sure exactly. But if it's a shave pruta, if it's less than a shave pruta, then you go Jewish. But if it's a shave pruta or more, then you can deal with anyone you so desire. So there we have it. Three different opinions. Continue listening, because we will get back to how do we paskin? Is this halacha lemaisa? And many other questions that are really relevant, because we are still trying to define this topic. There's no halacha lemaisa that we can take out of it just yet. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.